Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Alex Shaheen, he's an automotive journalist. He's a digital editor at Car Magazine. And we wanted to chat to him not about beef, but rather about Chinese vehicles. So we see that in August 2025, Chinese car brands made significant headways in the South African market. And it rivaled traditional manufacturers with competitive pricing, modern features, growing consumer interest. And we wanted to understand which are the brands that rose to the top and what its significance it has on the automotive industry here. Alex, thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you are well. So can we just start with looking at which are the brands that ranked the best sellers in South Africa?
Good morning, guys, and thank you for hosting me today. So I think first things first is having a look at, obviously, the local sales charts. You'll see that Chery and Haval are the best sellers from August, as they generally are for each month. And then you'll find that each of their subsidiaries, and the Chinese do generally tend to enjoy having multiple sub-brands under the one umbrella, tend to do quite well in South Africa. So you have Chery, Haval, Omoda, which is part of Chery, and then Great Wall Motors, which owns Haval, and Jetour ranking in the top five. Now, there's been a slow but steady increase in sales for each of these brands since their inceptions over the past 5-10 years. Obviously, some have been here longer than others. But it's obviously Chery that has one of the biggest passenger vehicle portfolios in the country in terms of Chinese cars that is doing quite well. They've sold over 2,000 vehicles last month.
Incredible.
And Haval did just over 1,600. So there's quite a big trend for South African buyers to be jumping ship from their traditional legacy manufacturers into the seats of these new Chinese cars. And there's a variety of reasons for that. But one of the main is the fact that they come as compelling products in the ever-competitive South African market, and they're incredibly well-fitted for the prices you actually pay for them.
Yeah, if there's one thing that I keep hearing from people around, from friends, it's how do you justify, for the same features, paying, you know, 25, 30, 40, or even 50% more on another vehicle. So it would seem to me that the offering is what does drive it. But an offering with all of these extras is not going to last or not going to drive a market, I imagine, unless it's a compelling product. Have these vehicles reached a stage where they are quality-wise comparable?
So I think that's quite a loaded question in terms of the fact that a lot of these brands haven't been here for more than 2 or 3 years. So we won't be able to make those determinations just yet. On face value, they certainly do. They come... Well, when I say that, I mean I'm stereotyping here, but a lot of them come outfitted with leather interiors. They've got climate control. They have heated and ventilated seats. They've got the dual digital displays across the dashboard. So they're definitely on par on face value. In terms of resale value, in terms of quality over the 5 or 10 year period, a lot of it is yet to be determined. But as I mentioned, each time we venture out onto South African roads is another episode of what Chinese car is that now. Even as automotive journalists,
yes,
there's so many that are joining the South African car market. We struggle to keep up ourselves sometimes, so it can be quite overwhelming. And it's the simple fact of the Chinese legacy brands that we have in South Africa, like Chery and Haval, have seemed to proven themselves. They've been in the country for years and years, over a decade for GWM, and Chery had a stint and then pulled out, and then they came back in just after COVID with an incredible force. And their products have seemed to stand the test of time. So I think in terms of that metric, they definitely have proven their worth. As automotive journalists, we're shipped to China every couple of months to see the Shanghai Auto Show and certain factories, depending on who's hosting us. And the level of quality that we see in the factories and the level of quality that we see coming out of there is on par with anything we have in South Africa with BMW, Nissan, Toyota, Mercedes, all of the main brands that produce vehicles here. So I think their quality is on par.
Right.
As I mentioned, I think the thing that buyers are going to need to keep in mind is, you know, you might not be paying the premium, you might be paying 5, 10, 15, or 20% less, but there's no knowing with a lot of these new entrants in the market who of them are going to be around in the next 5 or 10 years,
right.
And what the resale values of those are going to be. Because I think the important thing to keep in mind here is a big thing that you need to keep in mind is just to make sure that when you're buying a car, you have a somewhat of a guaranteed future value. You want to make sure that something you're buying for R1 million now isn't going to be worth 100,000 rand in 2 or 3 years time.
So
we know what we get with Toyota, we know what we get with BMW, you know what you get with a lot of the legacy brands. And there's of course a lot of risk that you're going to be taking buying into a lot of Chinese brands that are yet to prove themselves.
I see that. We're also seeing a pivot towards electric and hybrid models, particularly by drivers BYD, for example. What role do you see hybrids and electric vehicles from China, from these Chinese brands, playing in South Africa?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because I think it should be pretty common knowledge, even if you're not in automotive circles, that China is the leader in producing lithium-ion batteries, which are the one of the key ingredients in propelling electric cars forward. So they've got this incredible wealth of knowledge and experience that's almost leapfrogged the West. I want you guys to remember that in 1984, you know, the Chinese car market only produced a few thousand units, now it produces millions.
Incredible.
So they've seen incredible growth, and that's of course been attributed over the past 15-20 years to the meteoric rise of electric vehicles and hybrids, anything that uses lithium-ion batteries on a large scale. So brands like BYD have since I think in 2024, overtaken Tesla as the leading electric vehicle manufacturer globally, which is quite a momentous task for a company that's only been producing cars for about 20 years. They definitely need to be taken into consideration. Most batteries that are produced, whether it's for a European brand, an American brand, an Asian brand outside of China, generally has some link to being produced in China, the battery at least. So
amazing. So it's definitely there. Alex, I do need to leave it there. They are signaling me I need to go to the news. Alex Shahini, he's an automotive journalist, digital editor at Car Magazine, talking to us about Chinese vehicles in South Africa.